the show. Cuba also came through featuring Nitumisa Wena, Kaigo as well, and Whitney Houston with Higher Love. So before we get into news, we need to find out why Umama Baleka Mbete actually stated that the World Bank is not God. Like, I am so curious. Please inform us, Sandile.
Yeah, like, I mean, I must say that I was quite taken aback when I actually heard when I actually heard about the story. For me, it was very strange that, you know, she could say something of this nature. But then, yeah, she did. And, you know, that's actually one of the reasons that she's trending, because she said a number of things. In fact, Pumzile, we do have the audio of that interview. We can actually have a listen to it quickly.
Exaggeration. I really think that we must see both good and bad. It can be said by the World Bank. The World Bank is not God. And therefore, just because they've said it...
I mean, to be fair, it's not between God and the World Bank. It's like,
no, sure.
Those are...
Yeah, so then, yeah.
So this was an interview, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So then, now she was responding to what had been said in terms of that South Africa is the most unequal society in the world, you know, and she was saying that, well, that's not exactly true. And it's so funny, Pumzile, when she actually said that, the audience actually erupted into laughter. Like, the views were quite, you know, quite interesting to note. Now, she was actually part of a panel which was being interviewed by Al Jazeera. And so then that's when, yeah, she left many people stunned when she said that this assertion that we are the most unequal society in the world is actually exaggerated. Now, anyone who does economics would know, any economics students can tell you about the Gini coefficient, whereby, like, that's how, you know, countries' levels of equality or inequality are actually measured. So then we are just performing terribly on that particular, you know, Gini coefficient.
And so she
then
disagrees.
Well, she disagrees. She says, no, it's not. So basically, she's saying that it's actually an exaggeration.
Yeah.
We need to see both good and bad. What good and bad? The point of the matter is that we're an unequal society. And look, maybe you could argue that maybe she's correct in that. Surely, if you compare other countries, like, you know, where people actually are struggling. I mean, India has got very poor people. You know, countries on the continent as well. All other countries have poor, you know, poor communities. But now, I think what she's failing to understand, or what she's not seeing, the angle she's not seeing from, is how in those countries, you find that the level of poverty is almost similar. Right?
Yeah.
To the people, or the majority of the people are sort of like in the same boat. But in South Africa, I mean, Pumzile, we see it all the time. I remember you once told me about a hobo that you once saw, you know, in the CBD. I mean, we see it with people all the time, that you see the
Absolutely.
Extremely rich and you see the extremely, the dirt poor in this country.
Yeah. And also people have, you know, have I mean, people took to social media and have accused her of embarrassing the whole nation. But this is not the first time she's actually being accused. Umama Baleka Mbete is actually accused of embarrassing the nation. Have a listen.
We did not send you to the Constitutional Court to represent Parliament. We did not sit here and take a resolution that you must oppose that particular application in Parliament. If you asked us, if you had the decency to ask us of our opinion, we could have told you we are going to win, and therefore you must suka endleleni so that it can be Jacob Gedleyihlekisa delinquent Zuma, so that he can pay back the money that he spent in Nkandla. So you are illegitimate. There is no other way. It's a question of conscience. It's a question of the ruling. It's not a question as well of the rules that we have here. It's that you lack judgment. You're a constitutional illiterate. You can't understand. Even at the press conference, you continued to embarrass everything that we represent in this house.
Hi, Dr. Androsi is on fire then.
You still tuned in to the Ego Trip at EGFM 95.4. That was, you know, we were trying to give you background information as to, this is not the first time Umama Baleka Mbete has actually been called, you know, a constitutional illiterate, or she's actually been accused of embarrassing the whole nation.
Yeah,
and I mean, we're referring to the interview that Sandile was just explaining to us as to why did she state that the World Bank is not God. When we come back, we get into your news.